Rob first needs to understand how logging in works. In a Salesforce organization, when a user logs in for the first time, a cookie is placed in their browser and their IP address is added to a trusted list. When the user logs in again, Salesforce uses this information for authentication, or it asks the user to activate their computer. The browser prompts the user to activate their computer by clicking on the Email Me a Verification Code button to text or email the verification code. The user receives the verification code via SMS text or email or a mobile authenticator app, and then submits the code to activate the computer. When the user logs in again, Salesforce uses this information for authentication. For additional security, Rob can view which users are logged in using the session management tool in Setup, and end any suspicious sessions if necessary. Please note that enable the SMS method of identity confirmation cannot be turned off once Rob enables it. For more information on SMS method of identity confirmation, Rob can refer to the online documentation. Rob must also provide temporary permissions to Courtney Brown, who needs to delete duplicate accounts and contacts. Rather than modifying Courtney's profile, which would affect all other users with the same profile, Rob can use a permission set. Permission sets are used to grant additional permissions to specific users on top of their existing profile permissions. He can navigate to the permission set page to add more permission. With permission sets, Rob will not have to modify Courtney's existing profile, create a new profile, or temporarily assign her the administrator profile. Rob can create up to 1,000 permission sets for his organization and assign multiple permission sets to each user. Using permission sets, Rob can grant app, tab, user, object, field, service provider, Apex class, and VisualForce permissions. Let's see how permission sets work.